wasn't much more than four sides to a cobbled square, lined with shops that provided all the service industry of the farming community. After 5 minutes, Mort came out of the tailor's wearing a loose-fitting brown garment of imprecise function, which had been understandably unclaimed by a previous owner and had plenty of room for him to grow, on the assumption that he would grow into a 19-legged elephant. His father regarded him critically.
"Very nice," he said, "for the money."
"It itches," said Mort. "I think there's things in here with me."
"There's thousands of lads in the world be very thankful for a nice warm..."
Lezek paused and gave up.
"Garment like that, my lad."
"I could share it with them," Mort said hopefully.
"You've got to look smart," said Lezek severely. "You've got to make an impression. Stand out in the crowd."
There was no doubt about it. He would. They set out among the throng crowding the square, each listening to his own thoughts. Usually, Mort enjoyed visiting the town with its cosmopolitan atmosphere and strange dialects from villages as far away as 5, even 10 miles away, but this time he felt unpleasantly apprehensive, as if he could remember something that hadn't happened yet. The fair seemed to work like this. Men looking for work stood in ragged lines in the centre of the square. Many of them sported little symbols in their hats to tell the world the kind of work they were trained in. Shepherds wore a wisp of wool, carters a hank of horsehair, interior decorators a strip of rather interesting Hessian wall covering, and so on. The boys seeking apprenticeships were clustered on the hub side of the square.
"You just go and stand there and someone comes and offers you an apprenticeship," said Lezek, his voice trimmed with uncertainty. "If they like the look of you, that is."
"How do they do that?" said Mort.
"Well," said Lezek and paused. Hamish hadn't explained about this bit.
He drew on his limited knowledge of the marketplace, which was restricted to livestock sales, and ventured,
"I suppose they count your teeth and that, and make sure you don't wheeze, and your feet are all right. I shouldn't let on about the reading. It unsettles people."
"And then what?" said Mort.
"Then you go and learn a trade," said Lezek.
"What trade in particular?"
"Well, carpentry's a good one," Lezek hazarded. "Or thievery. Someone's got to do it."
Mort looked at his feet. He was a dutiful son when he remembered, and if being an apprentice was what was expected of him, then he was determined to be a good one. Carpentry didn't sound very promising, though. Wood had a stubborn life of its own, and a tendency to split. And official thieves were rare in the Ramtops, where people weren't rich enough to afford them.
"All right," he said eventually, "I'll go and give it a try. But what happens if I don't get apprenticed?"
Lezek scratched his head.
"I don't know," he said. "I expect you just wait until the end of the fair. At midnight, I suppose."
And now midnight approached. A light frost began to crisp the cobblestones. In the ornamental clock tower that overlooked the square, a couple of delicately carved little automatons whirred out of trapdoors in the clock face and struck the quarter hour. 15 minutes to midnight. Mort shivered. But the crimson fires of shame and stubbornness flared up inside him, hotter than the slopes of hell. He blew on his fingers for something to do and stared up at the freezing sky, trying to avoid the stares of the few stragglers among what remained of the fair. Most of the stallkeepers had packed up and gone. Even the hot meat pie man had stopped crying his wares and, with no regard for personal safety, was eating one. The last of Mort's fellow hopefuls had vanished hours ago. He was a wall-eyed young man with a stoop and a running nose, and Sheepridge's one licensed beggar had pronounced him to be ideal material. The lad on the other side of Mort had gone off to be a toy maker. One by one they'd trooped off, the masons, the farriers, the assassins, the mercers, coopers, hoodwinkers, and ploughmen. In a few minutes it would be the new year, and 100 boys would be starting out hopefully on their careers, new worthwhile lives of useful service rolling out in front of them. Mort wondered miserably why he hadn't been picked. He'd tried to look respectable, and had looked all prospective masters squarely in the eye to impress them with his excellent nature and extremely likable qualities. This didn't seem to have the right effect.
"Would you like a hot meat pie?" said his father.
"No."
"He's selling them cheap."
"No. Thank you."
"Oh."
Lezek hesitated.
"I could ask the man if he wants an apprentice," he said helpfully. "Very reliable."